OFM Art Beat. Art Beat.
This morning in the OFM Art Beat, joining me from the Northwest University Gallery, Boitumelo Makuso. Boitumelo, welcome to OFM.
Good day, Yolanda. How are you?
Well, I'm excited because whenever I get to speak to the team at the NWU Gallery, you guys bring us something exciting. Today, it is My Cradle, My Story, My Heritage. Firstly, tell me the proper title to this exhibition because I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
I do not think so. So the title of the exhibition is titled Omang Otwakai Oyakai, which directly translates to who are you, where do you come from, and where are you going?
So in this theme, asking these questions, who are you and where do you come from, where are you going, why this theme and then what can visitors expect?
So what I focus on is that last year I was enrolled into a program by Latitudes Online, and it was funded by the National Arts Council. So what they did is they gave an online residency for young curators. They chose 10 out of the whole of South Africa, so it was quite a privilege to be within that residency. So for me, the conversation that was building up in my head when I was thinking of curating the show was, how about I connect art and tourism together? Because 2020 was a pretty rough year where we were hit with the COVID pandemic. And I think for me personally, I went through introspection. And what I found out was having conversation with different artists and different creatives and other individuals is that a lot of us were introspecting who we are, acknowledging the path that we've traveled. Because at times in life moves so fast that we are not even able to take a pause, take a moment and reflect of where we are in this life. And I just wanted to create something that is intentionally healing for someone, that embraces who they are, but also acknowledging the experiences that an individual has encountered. So the whole theme was to create your own story, was to also understand where you come from and create your own heritage from your own personal experiences. So the whole exhibition just explores the willingness of one expressing their vulnerability, their lived memories, and also just embracing their healing journey in whatever society throws at them.
Boitumelo Makuso joins me this morning in the OFM Art Beat. Boitumelo, this exhibition is on at the NWU Gallery in Potchefstroom. Tell me a little bit about some of the artists' works that you've included in this exhibition.
So with the artists that I have chosen to be part of this exhibition, I became strategic in terms of choosing people from different provinces. So I have Cotton Oshamo, who's a self-taught artist that also focuses on visual emotions. And then I have Mitsuko Munchu, who is from Taung, our Northwest being. And I once visited him at the Taung Cultural Village, and it was a beautiful experience for me. And what I saw connecting to me was how natural places or the rural areas are still so beautiful, and he incorporates that within his art. And the other artist that I included was Ras Silence. He comes from the Free State that is currently based in Cape Town. So how we developed our relationship, he was just always talking about how he sees himself in the society, how he contributes and how people who have contributed before him, and he embraces that throughout all his work with street art, with murals. And when I connected all of the artists, it made sense because they all come from different places, but they're also trying to tell us who they are, where they are going. And with Russ Silas, I remember last year when we were preparing for the online exhibition with Latitude, his studio actually burned down about 2-3 weeks before the exhibition opening. And like all the works that we selected, it actually burned down. And then what happened was there were works that survived, and we became intentional about how do we move forward with the sad thing that has happened and how do we heal through it all. So I think it created a new narrative of who he is, where he currently is, and how does he move forward from his creative space being then. So it was such a privilege to curate this show with them, and I'm looking forward to people actually joining in, coming to visit the space, and also having the 3D tour experience. The exhibition opens on the 1st of July and will run throughout the whole month until the 1st of August. So people are so welcome to come through on the open day. The artists will be here.
Boitumelo, this is amazing. Of course, people, you mentioned the 3D tours. So listeners who cannot get to the NWU Main Gallery in Potchefstroom can click to the NWU Gallery's Facebook page or website and actually take a tour of My Cradle, My Story, My Heritage. Boitumelo, please come visit us again in the OFM Heartbeat.
I will definitely do so. I always listen to the Heartbeat. It's one of my favorites.
OFM Heartbeat.